Last night, the remorseless arithmetic of baseball eliminated the Atlanta Braves from any shot to finish in first place after a remarkable run of 14 division championships in a row. Since their first back in 1991, the Braves got a new ballpark, new ownership, and switched divisions from the National League West to the NL East, and continued to win even as key players left through trades and free agency and retirement. Our baseball pal Alan Schwartz joins us now by phone from Yankee Stadium in New York. He's a senior writer for Baseball America and author of The Numbers Game. And Alan, always good to talk to you.
You too, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. Amid all those changes in Atlanta, two constants, manager Bobby Cox and general manager John Schuerholz.
Well, actually, during the successful years, and this year doesn't count as one of them, Leo Mazzoni was the pitching coach. And, of course, Mazzoni left after last year to be the pitching coach of the Baltimore Orioles. And, you know, whether or not that had a huge effect on the Braves is debatable. Certainly they were a team that was pretty much ripe to fall anyway. But that was really a triumvirate that was there for all the great years. And when they started, messing with that, that's when it kind of fell apart.
Mm-hmm. So what happened this year?
Well, this year, honestly, they were a team that should have probably fallen apart last year. They probably shouldn't have won. They had a bunch of rookies in the lineup, on the pitching staff, and they somehow won again because the Mets had not yet ripened into the team that they became this year, the juggernaut. The Phillies certainly had not become the team that some people expected, and the Marlins had yet to be blown up and built up again.
Mm-hmm.
So last year really was a little bit more of a fluke than most of the Braves teams we were used to when they won 14 straight.
Here's an email we got from Larry in Queens, New York. The only possible response to the end of the Braves' streak of division titles, he writes, is, "Let's go Mets." We know where he's standing. We're talking today with Alan Schwartz about the extraordinary run, 14 consecutive division championships for the Atlanta Braves. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Alan, to what degree is the achievement of the Atlanta Braves, again, incredibly difficult to do in this era of free agency, but is it dimmed by the fact that amid all those championships, they only got one World Series championship?
No, I don't think it's dimmed at all. I mean, certainly everyone in my business has talked with a lot of the longtime Braves, whether it was Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine while they were there, or John Smoltz, who's still there, Chipper Jones. We've all talked to them about, you know, how proud they are or should be about winning all those titles and yet only coming away with one World Series ring in 1995. And I think that it's an example of how much the playoffs really is a crapshoot. Okay, that's not a very popular thing to say. Everyone likes to revere the Yankees for having won so many championships, and of course they earned them. But a 162 game test of the regular season is really a lot more telling than a 3 out of 5 in the first round of the playoffs or a 4 out of 7 in the league championship series, which is where the Braves have typically ended their seasons for most of the past 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yet somebody would point out that a team that didn't even exist when the Braves started this run, the Florida Marlins, has won 2 World Championships.
Yeah, they have. But the thing is that look at what they've done for their fans. I mean, they have won the 2 World Series in 1997 and 2003, but almost immediately blew up those clubs and started over and had a terrible vibe around the stadium. And so I think that certainly, if you're a fan of baseball, you would much rather have been a Braves fan over the past 14 years than a Marlins fan over the past, 12 or 13.
And one of the extraordinary things about the Braves' run is that they have managed to accomplish it with a payroll considerably south of that of, say, the New York Yankees, who have had a comparable run, really.
Well, yes. I mean, the Yankees, no one can compare their payroll to the Yankees. It's just foolish to do so. I mean, maybe Boston could have for a few years, but it's just in a different stratosphere. The Braves, for most of the 90s and the first several years of this decade, had one of the top 5 payrolls in baseball, sometimes among the top 3, usually 2, 3, or 4. And so that had a lot to do with their success. Of course it did. They were able to retain the Chipper Joneses and the John Smoltzes and, you know, sign Greg Maddux to long-term deals when other clubs, like, say, the A's or the Twins, would never have been able to do that. And that's, of course, what the Yankees have been able to do by keeping their best players and getting the best players from other clubs. John Schuerholz, the general manager of the Braves, did it more by trades, perhaps, than some other clubs. But he also had the good fortune of a significantly high payroll, particularly for the National League.
As you look at the strength of the Braves organization, and of course that's down in the minor leagues as well as up on the major league level, and the maturation, they are playing a lot of very young players this year. Do you think they have a chance to get back on top anytime soon?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the Mets, this is the year for the Mets. As people probably know, they went out and got a lot of veterans. Carlos Beltran, Carlos Delgado, Pedro Martinez, Billy Wagner, Paul LaDuca. These are mostly guys, except for Beltran, I suppose, who are in their mid to late 30s, and the clock will be ticking. Next year is probably going to be their last really functional year as a unit. Meanwhile, the Braves are built mostly on young players. Jeff Francoeur, who was the pride of Atlanta last year, Adam LaRoche, Brian McCann, some other pitchers. And so while I think the Mets have to be considered the favorite for next year, certainly the Braves and their emphasis on player development, which John Schuerholz and his front office have always emphasized, they're going to be in a position to be as dominant, perhaps not as dominant as they have been over the past 14 years, but they still, I think, are the class of that division long term.
I guess we should point out that the Braves, at least theoretically, could still make the playoffs as the wild card team. But even though just about everybody in the National League seems to be in the wild card race, the Atlanta Braves are not among them.
That's true. I think they're about four or five games out. And, it's certainly it's very easy to say, okay, that the Braves, they're only four or five games out, but they have about five teams to leapfrog over. So it's just not going to happen, almost certainly. For the Braves this year, it would be virtually unprecedented. I've now checked the standings, and in fact, the Braves are five games out behind six other teams in the National League. So it ain't going to happen.
Alan Schwartz, thanks very much. Always appreciate it.
My pleasure, Neil.
Alan Schwartz also writes the Keeping Score column in the Sunday New York Times sports section, and he joined us today by phone from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.